that's the sound of the depressed playoff horn. This is ClipCast. I'm Chris Wilde. With me, are you with me tonight, Mike Jaglin? Are you with me? The Jaguars.
What's
with
left?
Me, folks.
What's left of them?
What's left of them is here.
3-2.
Hey, God, we were dizzy. We were dizzy and giddy after that win in San Antonio for Game 4. Dizzy and giddy, and here we are, just depressed.
Get the momentum, and now it's gone.
And the best first quarter team in the NBA was the best tonight in the first quarter. But those threes killed us. 1 for 14 from 3-point land.
And the bench again.
Jack, before we overanalyze this game and we bring on Nick Hamilton to shade and wear his Spurs cape.
His Spurs, Lakers.
He loves the L
reversible
word.
Starter.
Yeah, exactly. His reversible starter cape. We're going to bring on Nick Hamilton. He's going to wear his Spurs cape and shade the Clips and shade Clipper Nation with what he calls realism. But anyway, before he comes on, Jag, what do we got to do to win Game 6 and force a Game 7? We've never seen this team in a must-win situation, and that's exactly what's happening in San Antonio Game 6. What do we got to do different that we didn't do tonight?
Aggressiveness for 48 minutes.
We were aggressive for the first quarter.
Yeah, you can't play possum with the Spurs and let them
get back. We were aggressive for the first half.
And then the last couple minutes, they were aggressive.
Right.
And you have to be mentally tough.
Tonight, we weren't mentally tough. CP gets a crazy T.
For no reason. And we let the game be dictated by the refs.
By the refs. And by Pop.
Yeah. Yeah. Hack a DJ and the refs.
Yeah.
And it's a
shame.
And
the mental toughness. I mean, obviously, DeAndre Jordan had a mental breakdown.
Blunder, whatever you want to call
misstep.
It.
Misstep.
We're going to know what's going to be held in the future after Thursday. Is it going to be that Game 7 that I thought was going to happen? Or is it going to be a long summer and exit interviews?
And I don't want to get into that because that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
Right now, it's must win. This is must win cast.
But they've got to take it from the Spurs. They can't just expect,
which we
like
did
tonight,
last time we played in San Antonio.
Totally agree with you. And that is a template of what they have to do, what they did in Game 1. But when they get an opportunity and they basically don't go for the jugular, things backfire.
Again, like almost like Game 2, when you look at these numbers, you're like, how the hell were we in it that late and it was that close?
I know.
With those numbers.
And there were some backbreaking shots. Like Boris Diaw hit a couple shots
crazy
that you're like, what?
With 5 fouls.
Yeah.
All right, oof. Let's bring on Nick Hamilton. Let's hear what he has to say. Special guest tonight, Nick Hamilton, joining us. Thanks for being here, Nick. Nick, you called the Spurs in 6 years ago, didn't you?
Seems like just yesterday I called that. But actually, it was actually the top of the series when I found out that the Spurs were actually going to play the Clippers.
So that would be a week ago, Nick.
It was all good just a week ago.
A week ago. Nick Hamilton said Spurs in 6. A week ago, Mike Jaglin said Clippers in 7. Fellas, will there be a Game 7?
No. Now, if you believe there could be a Game 7, you must have been drinking all game. And I understand why. The game that happened in front of everybody's eyes, in front of 18,000 people. A game that the Clippers should have won.
It was going in, DeAndre. Blake shot to give us a lead up 1 with 2 seconds left. The ball was in the cylinder going in, and DeAndre puts his fingers on it. Why?
DeAndre late in games. I mean, it's a pattern. We had it in that
he's mentally weak
Portland game,
games.
And we had it. It's not good. And that was going to be Blake's little moment. Yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, the Spurs could have easily come down the court.
Absolutely, but at least, like, we're up 1, and now it's the Spurs game to lose. And what is he doing, Hamilton?
Well, the dagger, before you get to that, the dagger was the Tim Duncan block on Blake Griffin. And the fact that...
But then the second effort, Blake gets fouled, right? Or no?
No.
He doesn't get a call, but then they go down...
You go down the other way and they get a call.
And they get a call.
It was a lot of inconsistent, you know, refereeing tonight. I mean, especially in the second half more than anything.
Well, Bill Kennedy hates Doc Rivers. Bill Simmons tweeted that out before the game.
What cost us the game, guys? If you had to pick one, was it JJ going 0-for-0 from three-point land. Literally, the team went 1-for-14 from three-point land. Right, did that cost us the game? Was it the 61.9% free throw percentage? Because DeAndre, the hack-a-shack on Deej actually worked. He went 7-for-16. So did DeAndre's free throws cost us the game? Did the three-point shooting terribleness cost us the game? Or was it DJ's offensive interference that cost us?
You didn't even name it. It was the bench in that second quarter because they had all the momentum.
Oh my God, the crowd was fantastic
and
tonight.
They let the Spurs go on a 9-0 run.
The Clippers have a bench? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And things never really got back together. It felt like from that point on, it was kind of seesaw. Then the Spurs late had that momentum. You thought they put the dagger in them. And the Clippers fought back.
I mean, the Clippers have 2.5 guys. I mean, if you call that a bench, that's great. I mean, you have to find hope in some place and somehow. But you have to look at it this way. You have a lot of guys that will – you have to contribute. And unfortunately, as we spoke earlier off air, the Clippers don't have the same bench they had last year. And if they did, I would have picked the Clippers in 6. But they have a much weaker bench. Pop is going with 10 guys. You know, Doc is pretty much forced to go with 7.5 guys.
Right.
So,
8 guys, and one of those guys is Baby Davis, like a cheerleader.
And Blake,
like I said, there's half.
Blake was, what, 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter, too?
Davis was 3-for-4, guys. But, don't hate on Big
Blake
Baby
was,
Davis.
Blake was 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter. I don't think that these minutes are starting to play.
Absolutely.
Really.
And
he started hot. He was on a pace for 40.
And then the second half, it was Jumper City.
It really was. Knob City came alive, but at the same time, DJ went out like a straight sucker. I mean,
how do you
not pay attention offensively? Watching the ball come off the cylinder, you know the rule. This is not Team USA basketball. This is not international.
Well, he's done it multiple times this series, which irritates me the most.
And it's cost. It just so happened. It happened to cost the game at the wrong moment. It happened to be in the fourth quarter. You cannot. First of all, there will be no Game 7. I'm here to tell you that Game 6, pretty much, you had on a black suit tonight. You can pretty much wear that on Thursday because that's what's going to happen.
Well, first of all, the Clippers are – this is their first must win. We're going to see a very desperate and focused Los Angeles Clippers like we saw in Game 4, and they won Game 4 after getting humiliated in Game 3.
Or are we?
But here's the deal. This is the best road record Clippers ever, literally.
But here's the deal.
We've won the last 2 of 3 Spurs, in San Antonio.
The Spurs broke their backs.
Broke our backs Game 3.
No. But there was still light at the end of the tunnel because you had a Game 4 to play. You don't have a game. You don't have any more games to play. And that's the problem with the Clippers. Pretty much majority of the season into the playoffs, they lacked a sense of urgency. And they wait down to the last minute and realize, oh, wow, we have to actually make plays and execute to try to win this game or else it's done.
That's a problem. The same thing with Game 2. Once the Spurs caught them, they basically had them. You know what I mean? It's like they had the momentum.
The Spurs had the Clippers all Game 2,
yeah.
And we came back improbably and forced overtime. We could have won it late, but we didn't. I mean, I disagree with you, Nick, in that, look, the Clippers won 14 out of their last 15 games heading into this playoff series. The Spurs and the Clippers were the two hottest teams in the league going into the series. It's nonsense, this division insanity. We should have swept Portland by this point, but that's okay. I'm not going to cry about that. Look, I predicted Clippers in 6. I was wrong about that. I'm not going to be wrong twice. I'm now siding with Shai Jagland and going Clippers in 7.
Well, I think there will be.
Well, you know, I got my Clippers cape on, and I am.
I'm not expecting the Clippers to win this Game 6, but the way the series has been, it wouldn't shock me to see a Game 7.
Here's the deal.
If it was
Portland, if it was Houston, I would say, you know what, the Clippers have a chance of winning Game 6. In San Antonio.
Well, there wouldn't even be a Game 6 versus Houston or Portland.
Let's not talk crazy.
Portland, you could beat them in four or five.
But what I'm saying is this. You got one in San Antonio. You're not going to get another one.
Sure, you're not.
Anything's possible, Nick. And if we're fifth,
we all be rich.
But here's the deal. Crisp, people don't like that laugh, Jack. They've been making comments about it.
I don't care. It's my laugh. You don't like my laugh? You come talk to me. Mike Jagland laugh. Just tell Nick loves it.
Just tell him when
you're all right, here's the deal.
Damn, they'll be the first to know.
Chris Paul, exactly. 19 points. Blake, 30. Okay, so there's a combined 49 points from your super studs. We need more from both those guys. We need more from Blake late. We need Chris Paul more scoring.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
We shot 1 for 14. Matt Barnes is the only guy who hit a 3-pointer tonight.
Well, JJ had 11.
You can't have you
Crawford 0 for 6.
You can't have JJ Redick fouling out. That's number one. Number two, you can't continue to have Matt Barnes.
He's not a player that should be fouling out.
That was crazy that JJ fouled out. That's the crazy thing. And he's Boris Diaw had 5 fouls forever.
Wait. Why did Boris Diaw with a 2-inch vert look like a bloated
Dirk
Nowitzki?
He was hitting fadeaways.
He looked like a bloated Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, seriously, I thought. I mean, were we playing the mask for a second?
He took the rest of Dirk's game.
I mean, come on. Then you had. I mean, Danny Green woke up.
Patty Mills has been their MVP
the MVP was the refs for San Antonio. Why the refs wear silver and black.
Well, Tony
the NBA sent some emails and said, you know what, let's start this second round of the Western Conference early. Jack's theory about trying to start the second round two on Sunday get the Clippers out quick.
Get the Clippers out. Houston wrapped it up.
Right.
Really?
So, everybody but us.
Yeah, get it up. Everybody
really
for us.
We really going to sit here and just talk like that? Really?
Yes. You're not going to tell me
on, you said
you
inconsistency from the refs,
theory
Nick
theory
Hamilton.
At all?
As intelligent you two characters are.
I disagree. We are not intelligent characters.
No, really? We're the dumbest schmucks you've ever seen.
Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character.
No, but you don't buy into it at all. You don't think the refs play into it at all?
I think the refs have somewhat to do with it, but at the same time,
I'm not blaming it on there. They didn't take this game.
But like Doc said, you got to come out and you have to execute, and they failed to execute. I mean, they came up shorter than a midget at a urinal tonight. I mean, there's no reason why.
That'd be one hell of a urinal.
I mean, there's no reason why they should have lost this game. They had all the momentum. You can't say, oh, we were on the road. You had home crowd advantage. Yeah. The best crowd, to me, this was the best game that the crowd has been into since game one and game two. I mean, they were great in game one and game two.
Yeah, I think it was better.
Tonight was. It made it feel like almost a conference finals atmosphere.
You know what sucked is that we didn't have the T-shirts, man. I wanted to see a sea of red. I really did because the crowd was the most into it they've ever been.
We had the damn towels,
but like people had sore arms. We're all like out of shape here in LA. We look good, but we're out of shape.
Hey,
it's like cocaine diet. So it's like our arms were tired from the damn rally towels. But if we're all wearing a sea of red,
plenty of light.
You know, the crazy thing is too, guys. Last year they lost that game 5 in OKC. A lot of that was their fault.
Totally.
Now they just didn't do their job.
But do you all realize that they played the same type of way this game that they did in OKC? Do you realize that they gave it up
No.
They didn't.
In OKC, they were up seven. What I'm saying is this:
the mentality. I'm not talking about the points on the board. I'm talking about the mentality.
But what's crazy is it wasn't a team mentality for me.
No,
Tim Duncan blocked Blake. That was not a mentally weak play. That was just a great play by Tim.
You can't have two crucial turnovers that Blake Griffin committed. In that type of
that offensive foul was the most that was the biggest bullshit call I've ever seen in my life. Hey. He didn't even do the patented Blake move where he drops his shoulder into a guy.
But
that was a travel.
They called a travel on that. That was a travel. That's what they called.
They called a travel.
Yes, that was a travel.
I thought it was an offensive foul.
No, that was a travel.
Get out of here.
That was awful. Oh yeah.
My God.
The one he blew past and should have been an and one.
It should have been an and one. Two guys fouled him.
I know.
Two guys fouled him. And they called a travel.
That's the worst call I've ever seen in my life.
Here's what's missing though. There's one word that you all will not touch on. I don't know what happened. Maybe you two myopics may not touch on this.
It's hard to touch on everything.
We got our
Clipper capes on, Nick.
I know you do.
I'm spreading shade on the refs and the NBA.
It's sad, man. Yeah, the shade is real. You're really spraying that shade around. Consistency. There's been no consistency in this series.
No.
For this Clipper.
But that's why I think the Clippers can actually win Game 7, because San Antonio hasn't been consistent.
Yeah, but again, you're going to Game 6. Experience counts. We all know that. And we all know that San Antonio is going to come out a lot more aggressive than they have been because they're trying to close you out. And San Antonio statistically has played different when they close out teams versus when they have a series ahead of them. Well, and we all seen that.
The Clippers last year in Game 6 against OKC, remember they came out gangbusters.
Right.
And then they hit like that mental wall.
Right.
So
These guys are tired because they have no
But players. I got to be honest, I feel like almost being away gives us an edge mentally.
Nah.
I really do, because honestly, they just lost two home games in a row.
Okay.
The home cooking ain't working.
Yeah. Okay, but the road, but yeah. It, but you're going against home games you're going
in
against,
a row.
Yeah. But you're going against San Antonio,
in a series
the world
bad,
champs.
I
you're
agree,
the world champs
but they're
for
a different,
reason.
But they're a different team than they were last season. And by the way,
there are different
in
teams,
round like, one. Dallas took them to seven. In that, round yeah. one, Dallas took
who
them to seven.
Who won that series?
The Spurs.
Okay, all right.
A better right. Spurs.
Oh, okay, but
I want to talk about mental toughness.
So wait a minute. You don't think? So you honestly don't think this? Take your cape off for a moment. I know that may be hard for you, extremely difficult for you.
It's knotted. But, it's a double knot. But, it's a Bowman's knot.
It's actually
you're
tattooed
really
on
sit
his
up
back.
Here right now
yes.
and say that the Spurs are going to lose two in a row? Really?
I hope they do.
No, I ain't talking about no damn hope, Obama. I'm talking about do you.
I got a bet for you. Honestly,
yes. that they're going to lose two in a row.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And you will buy the Pacquiao fight afterwards
I'm
if that
gonna
happens.
I'm not going to freaking be here. That's another story for another day.
Oh, really?
Where are you going to be?
I'm not going to. We'll talk about that off air, but I won't
okay.
be here.
Okay. All right. Yes, I do. I do think the Spurs. I think this Spurs team, not
you
last season. You
have lost your mind.
Dude, I'm not. But I'm not watching last season Spurs.
No, we're
Tony
not,
Parker's
this season.
The show
and I'm
compared.
Not talking about
Tony Parker's healthy. Have you not?
He's not healthy.
No, he's not. It's
he's
been a Patty
Achilles.
Mills show,
he's got
man.
He's got an ankle brace.
Yeah, read the stats. Really?
Okay.
Read the stats.
How many did Tony Parker have tonight? 13.
13 points.
Okay.
That was his best. Probably that was his best game in the series.
There you go.
Look,
you think he's going to get worse?
I do. I think this.
Oh, you have lost your.
I
mind.
Think this Spurs team can
Hell
lose
no.
two. I think last season Spurs team, the champs, wouldn't lose two. But this is not last season Spurs. These are not the champs. I know they're the same guys. They're the same older guys. I know Popovich is going to the Hakadija. It's the first time we've actually seen it work. He'll go back to that, and this time we'll actually bite him in the
and
ass.
It's gonna
we're
work.
Gonna hit, we're going to hit threes
listen,
next game.
I agree with you DJ's in the sense strong. That I do feel that this Spurs team could lose two. But can the Clippers be aggressive enough for
no.
two games?
No.
But here's the thing. We just got to get to seven. And worry about winning seven.
We
got to win game six.
You got to complete a game. Like I said before, you've got to win the first quarter.
Here's my well, we did. We did win the first quarter, Nick
Hamilton.
Well,
I'm saying you have
we won
to,
it 27 to 22.
You have to win the first quarter.
We won the first
dictate.
Half.
You have to, and you have, and you have and you have exactly. You have to dictate. Execute. You have to not. You have
like
to play.
Like they did in game one.
They're not going to play error-free basketball. We know that.
Right.
But if you cut down on the turnovers, if you cut down on the errors, and you make sure that you execute and you play your style of game, just like in the fourth quarter, when they slowed the tempo down and they played their style of basketball, what happened? They started to convert on shots. When they started to run and started to try to play catch-up to the Spurs, what happened? They got out of their rhythm.
Our fourth quarter was our worst offensive production
in the game. And they couldn't score.
Now, I'm going to bring this up to you guys. We talked about Blake 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter, and the second half he just settled for jumpers. He's got to be more aggressive, right?
Well, he attacked the rim, but they would call traveling.
That was around that. Those were the phantom calls. But don't you agree?
And, but
he
I got to be honest,
be more
though,
aggressive
I mean,
though.
Blake did hit DJ for a couple of sweet alley oops.
Oh, I'm
where
not
he
taking
got
that
all
away.
The attention
I'm not taking
and
that
gave
away.
It to yeah, Lob City. I have such a beef with DeAndre, who may or may not have broken his iPad tonight in the locker room. Jag was there for it. But I mean, I have to harken back to the toughest home loss that I've seen, maybe as a Clipper fan.
We should hit
was the Portland
game.
And that was all DJ's fault, and that literally cost us playing San Antonio because we would have been two had we won that game, and we would have playing Dallas, okay? So he kills me on that, and now he kills me tonight. And those are two mental errors in the final 2 seconds, again, of both those
Maybe.
Games that cost us.
I think Clipper fans should raise money and get DJ hypnotized and tell him that he can make free throws.
Well, Turkoglu is a hypnotist. I don't know if you know that.
Well,
Turkoglu is a patented, known,
he damn sure wasn't
certified
shooting.
Hypnotist.
He damn sure wasn't shooting, so yeah, all the time.
Should we have seen Turkoglu tonight at all?
No, he needs to continue to pick splinters out of his ass. He's done absolutely nothing.
Speaking of Splinter, we barely saw him. Oh, Splitter, rather.
Tiago Splitter.
Is that your Stephen A? Now, okay, here's the thing. We've got to see something. I mean,
Oh, you damn sure going to see something in Game 6, and it won't be a Clipper victory. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but you probably thought the Clippers were going to lose Game 4, Nick Hamilton. Let's be
honest. No, actually, I gave him a chance. I honestly gave him a shot. I said the Clippers can still come back. They're not dead in the water. They can still come back because I've seen this team come back from worse depths before.
Well, Game 3 was just
so
deplorable.
I've seen the Clippers come back and bounce back.
What did Doc say in the press conference about the refs tonight? about the calls?
He just doesn't understand them.
Yeah.
He has to be very careful, which Doc is a smart
He doesn't
guy.
Want to be fined. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, but he still, he said he wants to ask the question, why did CP3 get the tech that he got? Because he still doesn't understand
doesn't
why
make
he
sense.
Got it. And it made no damn sense. That's the bottom line. But it also doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, Jamal Crawford missing that layup, guys. He misses it, and then somebody hits a three. We would have been down two. All of a sudden, it's a 5-point game. Whoa, that
what
was rough.
What also doesn't make sense is the fact that.
Well, that's a problem.
This
they,
team
they, was a 7-point game. They haven't game, been able to capitalize in games
well,
two and
I
this.
Take it, I take it above the court. This team needs a GM.
We all know that. We know that.
I'm talking about damn near life support. Bad.
Well, the problem is they. I mean, the problem is. Which is actually the solution to the problem. Like, the reason that we are as good as we are is because of our big three, arguably our big four throwing JJ, who was not part of the big four tonight, unfortunately. But that literally, those are our guys, and then Jamal, you know? Matt Barnes is, obviously, we love him, but we wish he could come off the bench.
Yeah.
We don't know how we're going to fix
but
that.
You can't, but
we're
you,
putting a Band-Aid on a gaping head wound.
But here's the deal.
And all you have is a mini mid-level.
You've got to. If this team gets bounced in the first round, which more than likely they will after game six, you've got to blow up this team. You cannot continue to keep the same. But
Well,
the
they're not going to blow up the big three. And JJ is contractually with us, right?
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying those guys.
So the big four
guys.
Is staying.
I'm not saying those
Crawford's
guys.
Gone because he wants money.
I'm not saying those guys.
Hawes is gone because he's a bum.
Well, no. Yeah, who's going to take his contract?
Who's going to take his contract? You're going to have to send another pick, and we don't have any. They don't have any picks
because Doc didn't already gamble them.
You think anybody wants Hawes?
I don't know, at this point,
anybody in their right
played.
Mind?
He hasn't played.
There's a lot of teams that aren't in their
LA's
right mind.
LA's the only
guys.
Idiots that got him instead of getting Paul Pierce, which made
he's not playing. At all.
It made more
that's
sense.
Problem. I mean, listen,
Spencer Hawes has been on a milk carton the entire season. He's been an absolute dud.
They should take his banner.
I'd love to see them trade him to somewhere out east.
To Seattle.
Toronto would be great for
just wait.
That's what I'm saying, Jack.
Trade him for like Patrick Peterson. That would be
Eastern
great.
Eastern Conference
but no
team
one's
that's
do that.
Built to lose. Don't they want Hawes?
I mean, you would think, but again,
you really have no draft picks.
Getting back to what you're saying, like they do need a GM. But again, this franchise has never been stable. Let's again.
Now
let's remember
is.
That.
Now
yes.
it is. Now
and
it
now
is.
It's time to bring a GM and have a real
when
system.
Look,
but will Doc's never going to give that up?
Yes, he is.
I
but
don't
if he
think
does,
he
but
will.
If he does it, if I'm, he I tend, I tend, I tend, I tend to lead to the side
like
with
assistant
you.
GM.
No, I can
no.
do
Doc's
him.
Not doing
they
it.
They need a general manager. Here's the
a
reason
Tom
why.
Penn,
if you look,
a guy
if you
like
look,
that.
If you look at all the successful teams, if you look at all the successful teams in the last 5 years,
okay,
you look at R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich. You look at the time. You looked at Sam Presti and Scottie Brooks.
Pat Riley and
you looked
Spolstra.
At Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. Hell, you even looked at Mitch Kupchak and Byron Scott. I'm talking about
what?
Whoa, Nick.
I'm joking. That's a joke.
Nick.
But no, when you look at R.C. Buford and you look at Greg Popovich, you look at a
but
marriage.
If you're Doc, who's getting paid the most in the NBA.
He's chewing off more than he can take.
Yeah, but he's never going to admit that, man.
He's got
He will not admit that.
If you
that.
Look at the piece that I wrote, I said GM Doc is hindering Coach Rivers and the Clippers. And that simply says that this team needs to have organization, which they lack. They lack organization.
He can
and
be
I,
president.
And I love
just
and I love
give
the,
over the GM.
And I love the
you know?
Fact.
But will
Doc,
I don't think
Doc
he's
is a brilliant
do that.
Doc is a brilliant basketball coach. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great basketball coach. He'll forget more basketball than I can remember.
Sure.
But at the same time, you have to have a GM in place that's going to be because who are the players going to go to? You going to complain that you're not getting enough PT to the GM who happens to be the head coach? Or
yes,
you're gonna,
I get it. I get everyone's argument that Doc Rivers shouldn't be GM coach. But here's the thing: he's not stepping down. He is not stepping down. Obama's not going to step down and say Biden take over for
okay,
a week.
Okay, so we have a Jerry Jones situation.
I'm telling you, Doc Rivers is not stepping down from GM.
So this Clippers team will never win a world championship then.
Well, I hope not. I hope you're wrong. But look, the fix of get a new GM. I don't see that happening.
Actually, guys, Dave Wall is the GM. So let's correct that. Dave Wall is the GM.
The Clippers GM.
Yes. Yes.
So the problem is that
is
he's
he
like
doing?
A puppet or something?
Yeah, he's basically the puppet. So Dave Wall was in
Again,
June.
This
was
team
named.
Needs a GM. Okay? You need a
we got Wall. Pressing. We got Wall. We hit the Wall.
Why are you throwing shade on Wall?
You need a Sam Presti. You need a R.C. Buford. You need a Pat Riley.
All right, what do we got to do to win game
six? A Rod Thorne.
What do we got to do to win game six? What do we do right in game four that we can do again in game six?
Try not to get blown out like you did in game three.
Need to be aggressive.
You got to make all ends. You need to execute
aggressiveness.
The plays.
There's no room for error at all.
You have to play your style of basketball. You cannot play the
which we did tonight in the first quarter.
Well, how many quarters?
Again,
the
they're
game?
Playing eight guys, so you've got to play flawless.
And Crawford was not there.
And why
tonight.
Are you playing eight guys? Because that's all you have to contribute.
I get it. I get it.
So
I get
again,
it.
You're not going to. Chris and Blake are going to get theirs.
And they need.
This.
And they need to. And that's another thing. Barnes, they need to be.
Barnes,
you know,
Redick, Crawford, Lil Doc.
Little Doc.
Should he have played? Should he have played Baby more? I mean, Baby had 7 points off the bench.
And Big Baby,
three for
Baby
four.
You know what?
He had the energy.
I do love Baby.
He played Big Baby the way he should have played him tonight. I don't think you could play Big Baby any other way than he played him tonight.
And Baby played great tonight.
And he probably should have put Baby in there sooner when DeAndre was having his
in the third quarter. Yeah. Why did you put him in? You're a 5-minute mark. And you keep him in to 3:46.
Like an hour. Forever.
The 3:46 mark is when you finally take him out
and
in the third quarter.
And you also sent JJ to intentionally foul Ginobili to just so you could actually swap DJ out, and JJ fouls
out. Before we get out, like getting back to DJ, now, would you max him out? You would.
Yeah. I mean, you have no choice.
Crawford's gone. We all know that. He wants
because
money.
Here's the deal. Now, here's a
they
theory.
Can pick up his option,
here's a theory that I picked up on. Okay, if Tim Duncan retires, right, here's the domino effect. If Tim Duncan retires from the Spurs, the Spurs are going to go after Marc Gasol, right? They're going to
aggressively go after Aldridge.
But more likely, they're going to go after Gasol. That's going to be their first choice. Then Aldridge will be their second choice. If they land Marc Gasol, let's say they land Marc Gasol on a 2-year deal before this new CBA comes into effect, right? Now, you don't think Memphis is going to raise the stakes and say, hey, DeAndre, don't you want to change your pace? Don't you want to play with us, a more aggressive team?
Right,
a team
be our star as opposed to one of three.
That you're the only piece that's keeping us from getting to that next, pretty much that next level? Yeah, they could give him a $90 million contract for 5 years because the Clippers own his bird rights. So, obviously, the Clippers can give him more money.
But they'll be over the luxury even more.
But will they? What will it be worth it in the long run, seeing how DJ is right now? I don't.
And we lose the series. It's DJ's fault.
I think you have to give DJ this by default. I think you have to give him a max deal because if you let a guy like that go, who are you going to get to plug the middle?
Yeah, I mean.
And one thing about DJ, he can alter shots. He's a
look,
defensive
Nick,
presence.
People listen to our show because they're already depressed about the loss and they want to feel better.
Well, ain't nothing to feel better about.
Such a douche.
You got nothing positive to say.
I have everything. I just told you to sign DJ. What positive? What more
you just told me Memphis is signing.
So
DJ.
If you like missing free throws, if you like,
I'm saying they're gonna.
No Euro rules.
My point is, Memphis can drive the price up.
You said
so.
The
can
ref-
New York too?
Sure. So can I mean people are going after DJ, guys. He's the lead
because
leader
because
in
the center
rebounds.
Because the
he's
center
the
position.
Sexiest dunker in the league. Like,
and the center
people
position
want
is not
that.
That bad. It's not a world. You know, it's not the most deepest position in the game.
Absolutely.
So when there's you get a good center,
there's not a ton of true
especially
centers,
especially a rim
there.
Protector.
Right. You get a good center, you're going to go that route, and you have to. But I think you have to. I don't know how they're going to rebuild this team. I mean, everybody's going through the rebranding
I'm talking
process,
about game six. You're talking about blowing the team up and rebuilding.
Because it's a wrap.
Hamilton. Doc said it was a wrap
now. Dr. Dre says it's a wrap.
Oh, Dr. Dre. Oh, okay. I thought you meant Doc Rivers tonight.
Doc said it too.
I thought you meant Doc Rivers in the press conference said, good night, everybody. We're intentionally throwing in the red rally towel.
That's what he wanted to say. Trust me. That's
No, what he wanted to say was the MVP tonight for Silver and Black. We're wearing Silver and Black, all three of those refs. It was so inconsistent. I will 100% blame the refs. I will blame DJ. I will blame DJ for his last-minute nonsense. I will blame the refs for the inconsistency, the travel call on Blake Griffin when he was fouled twice. Look, I like Duncan's block at the end. I didn't like it, but that was a good block. The second effort was a foul. Okay, fine, you don't call it, but then you got to let him play on the other end. The fact that Kawhi Leonard literally threw Chris Paul down to the ground. Not a flop. He threw him down to the ground before the ball was inbounded. That should be two shots and the ball. Clippers have the lead and the ball back. The refs literally were wearing their Spurs capes.
No, they,
and they were shading the Clippers.
Were. I mean, they were. But the Clippers did themselves...
Oh, absolutely. They shot themselves in the foot. Their last quarter was their worst quarter offensively.
And they have to take responsibility.
100%, and they got
to
bounce.
You think it's
going to
be better on the road? You think?
I do. Honestly, this team's almost...
You think the calls are going to be better towards the Clippers on the road?
I think they'll actually be more even, but I think the Clippers will be better as a team on the road. The Clippers almost had a better record on the road. They weren't that great at home this year.
In the regular season?
They had a dozen losses at home, which was uncharacteristic of this Clippers unit to lose that much at home.
So
they did the best on the road they've ever done.
You want me to call and check on you and make sure you ain't in, you know.
I'm not doing any watch. I ain't doing any DJ suicide watch. I'm not smashing iPads. I'm not smashing iPads tonight.
I just want to make sure.
I actually enjoyed a great game. I was upset at the refs. I met some wide receiver from Nebraska who's going to the NFL. I made a new best friend.
Now, you know that's sad when you gotta focus on making new best friends when your team is that bad.
Such a hater.
Nick.
He's a shader and a hater back there. He's got the hate cape on.
Nick the Hater Hamilton.
Alright, so.
What you want, I am a truth sayer.
Bounce back. We gotta win game 6. I'm not saying we're gonna win game 7, but we will win game 7. But we gotta win game 6. Thursday night. What time is the game? Is it still TBD? Does anybody know anything?
That's, what, 6:30, right?
Probably 6:30 our time, right?
Yeah, which is smart because I get to watch the NFL draft at 5.
So what? Pick number 5 at that point.
Who's my new best? Who's my new best friend? Ronnie Bell, Kenny Bell. What was that kid's
Kenny
name?
Bell.
Kenny Bell. Let's see if he goes. He said he was. He said third. He was hoping third.
So that'd
round.
Be Friday. You'll find him. You'll watch him on Friday.
All right.
If he
follows me on Twitter, him and Blake Griffin both follow me on Twitter. No big deal.
And if you're just watching
Hamilton doesn't.
And if you're
me
just watching him, then you know the Clippers
are
out.
Handle.
Oh, you'll find out. When I'm rubbing it in your face after game 7, W, good guys.
Oh, man.
And, right, then you and then you woke up.
I will wake up.
Then you woke up, smacked yourself up. And apologized.
Next to Eva Longoria.
Are you high?
I'm going to wake up next to Eva Longoria.
Have you been drinking
beer
during the game?
That's right.
And I'm gonna be wearing I can tell.
I'll be wearing my like my little tank top with Tony Parker's picture on it. Ale, Tony Parker. Oh. Dude, it was rough.
Well, this is it. This could be...
Season could be over Thursday.
We could be going to exit interviews.
Could be over Saturday.
On Saturday.
Look, I mean, what's crazy is, look, everybody has said, except for the people in this car, Jag said it, everyone and their mother has said this series is going to 7. Everyone has said this series is going to 7.
But
will it go to 7? That's the question.
No, I don't think so.
What is... Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hamilton has swayed you?
I'm sorry. Would you
Hamilton has swayed you, Jack.
I don't think it will.
Somehow the Clippers are going to win 2 on Thursday?
That'd be amazing.
I don't see it.
I think they have them. I think the NBA wants this series to be over. They want to start Houston and San Antonio. Memphis is probably going to wrap up tomorrow night. So that means both of those series are done.
Ugh, isn't Houston, San Antonio, Memphis, Golden State so boring?
No. Golden State? Are you kidding me?
Oh, jeez.
Golden State's the most exciting team in the
Memphis, like, it's just boring.
Memphis will beat them up.
I guess.
I can't wait to see Houston against Golden State. That's going to be the series.
Houston versus Golden State.
Houston would not beat San Antonio.
So you think San Antonio is going to beat the Clippers but lose to Houston?
Yep.
Oh, Lord, Nick Hamilton. Yep. I don't know about that.
But you know
Hamilton.
One thing I do know? I know the Clippers will be watching on TNT.
So, well, we're going to find out if Nick Hamilton is...
I
just
know that much.
Unnecessarily shading the Clippers.
So maybe you can get...
Do you think Nick Hamilton's right, fans?
Do you?
I hope he's wrong.
Let's see how many myopic Clipper myopics get mad.
I'm going to look up myopic and get upset.
Yeah. There you are.
Look up the definition of myopic and get upset.
It's just going to be a picture of you, Nick Hamilton.
All right, Clippers, Game 6, Thursday night in San Antonio. San Antonio, where the Clippers have won 2 out of the last 3 games. No big deal. Clippers got to win. Clippers got to get a team effort. Austin Rivers was a no-show like we...
As usual.
...have been accustomed to, but he wasn't game 4 in San Antonio. He loves it in San Antonio. The last time he was in San Antonio, it was fantastic. He got the game ball.
What did he do in game 3?
He got the game ball in game 4.
In San Antonio, what did he do in game 3?
Yeah, but game 3 game 6.
All right.
There was nothing on the line at game three. This is the first time we've seen this team in a must win. In a must win. This is what's happening.
If they, I mean, I again, and Doc said it, it kind of is a theme that no team really has momentum in this series, but it's going to be tough. I mean, this
tonight was tough.
If you're going to give an edge to anybody, obviously it's the Spurs.
Absolutely, because they're playing at home and they just
3-2.
Beat these guys
and they're the defending
twice
champs.
In a row in LA. That being said, they just lost at home versus these guys. These same guys.
Well,
I mean, everyone in the world has said this series is going to seven.
So you're the same dude. Let me tell you what kind of dude you are.
Please do, Nick Hamilton.
You're the same cat.
Here comes
that will sit here.
Here comes a Laker fan talking, folks. 16, brace yourselves.
Yeah, 16 titles.
Yes, yes. Sweet Clippers, 16. 11 in L.A., Clippers, 5 in Minneapolis.
Doesn't matter. It's to the Lakers, right? Okay. How many do the Clippers, I'm sorry, the Buffalo Braves, all the Clippers have in Los Angeles?
How many does
San Diego?
Shecky Buss Jr. have?
Zero. Just like the Clippers have all time. That, zero.
Sure.
So.
We were a terrible team when the Lakers were good.
Okay.
And the yin has become the yang, my friend.
Yeah. We're finding out. You keep getting bounced in the first round.
Anyway. It happened once. We've been bounced from the first round one time in this era. And that was Vinny. And Vinny got fired.
My cousin Vinny, yeah. Well, I'm going to call you Vinny, on Friday.
FYI, going just back. Vinny was 2-8 his final 10 playoff games as a coach. So obviously he's getting tossed. Please call me. Please
call
me.
On Friday.
If it goes to seven, what are you going to say to me though?
I'm not going to say anything.
Exactly, Nick.
Because it's not going
typical
to seven.
Typical L word.
Because it's not. Because
but
it's not going
were,
to seven.
But if it were.
And if we're fifth, we all be rich and be drinking hen. So what are you saying? Like I said,
we can drink hen. We can go to the store. Where is it? We can. Next cast,
let's
we're going
to
get
the
some
hen house. It's a hen.
All right, anyway, let's like go, I said,
yeah. Before you do that, let's sound the horn. Oh, and P.S. Just so you know, the Clippers have a GM, and his name is not Doc Rivers. It's not Glenn Rivers. It's Dave Wall. W-O-H-L. Look him up. He's from East Brunswick, New Jersey. Nice.
Queens, New York.
Oh, he's born in Queens, New York, but he was raised over there in East Brunswick, New Jersey by Rutgers. Good guy. Good guy.
Dave Wall. Email him.
General manager of the Clippers. So literally, all season long, and right now, I mean, everybody, ESPN, everybody, Bleacher Report, everybody's saying Doc can't GM and coach. Doc isn't the GM. He's the president.
David Bruce Wall.
Bruce!
David Bruce Wall.
He went to high school in New Jersey. His name is Bruce. He's doing something right.
Wow.
So we got a GM. It's Dave Wall. It ain't Rivers.
Yeah, let's not blame it all on Doc.
Did you know that Doc Rivers wasn't the GM? Because he's not. Dave Wall's the GM.
Ah.
The more you know. Bam, 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 bam.